listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, we are celebrating today, and I've got a problem with this one because today is National Proofreading Day. I have probably got to be the world's worst proofreader. I don't know if anybody's worse than me, but I might have that corner, that market cornered. National Oregon Day? Nah.
It is what it is.
International Women's Day isn't every day. I just throw that out there. And hey, you know something? For those of us that have beaten anorexia, there is a very, very simple choice for today, because today is really quite simply National Peanut Cluster Day. Yeah, National Peanut Cluster Day. Where are you going to get the best peanut clusters? Where do you get the best peanut clusters? I'm just checking on that one, so I haven't found too many that I don't like. Hey, moving right along, let's take a look. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 439 points. S&P 500, that's up 17 points. The NASDAQ up or down 109 points. Oh! Oil off 85 cents a barrel. What does that mean for you and me? I don't know if you want to hear about it, because we've got the Biden oil prices. Let's see what's going on. If we look around the country, we can see that $2.44.2 is the cheapest gas in the land. $2.44.2. Not in Calizuela. That would be in Mississippi. And you go want to look at some of the higher priced places. $3.49.6. Call it $3.50 a gallon. Not in Calizuela, that would be Hawaii. And just to throw you off a little bit, 277 is the national average. 277 the national average. But here in Calizuela, the Joe Biden gas price, $3.75 a gallon, $3.75 a gallon. Ow! Yeah, not pleasant. But hey, you know something? Elections have consequences. They were significantly cheaper when we had a stable economy. We had a stable Middle East world, right? I mean, there's a lot of turmoil over there, but that's gone by the wayside. 10-year Treasury up to 1.6, just about 1.6 right now. I've told you before, that is an important mark on the market. We'll watch on that one as well. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the world. They think they've come to an agreement on on the handout package. You can't call it a COVID stimulus package when, you know, less than 10% of it goes to stimulus. And even of that 10% that supposedly goes to stimulus, right?
You know better than that.
Is going to the stock market indirectly. Indirectly going to the stock market. How do I say that? Why do I say that? Well, it's pretty simple, right? I mean, we know now that
under 34 years old, if you're getting a stimulus check, the vast majority of people are putting that money into the stock market, Robinhood and other such entities. Is that the idea of the stimulus? What happens to that money? Well, when they lose it, it goes to the rich. And what happens to most people when they put their money in the market, when they just think it's a gamble? It's like going to Vegas, put it on red, put it on black, put it on the crap table, pass line, whatever. It's going to go to the owner of the casino because people think they're going to get rich quick. And that doesn't happen. It's just not the way it works. So once you see this bill.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
And you see all of the mass amount of just waste. But hey, at least it'll cost you about $5,700. Oh, yeah, and your kids and your grandkids, they're going to get to pay about $5,700 as well. Great-grandkids, the ones that aren't even born, that they're going to get to pay about $5,700 so that these guys can give away money that we don't have and continue to say it's for stimulus, it's for the better good. For the better good of who? It's not for the better good of the economy because, you know, there's very little of it is even going to get spent. There's $1 trillion that hasn't even been spent yet that was already allocated. But hey, at least we got $1.5 million to go to a international seaway bridge. $86 billion in pension fund bailouts. Is that COVID relief? $800 million for the global food programs. $50 million for the EPA, Environmental Justice and Climate Change Program, $135 million for the National Endowment of the Arts, $135 million for the National Endowment of Humanities, and $270 million there, $200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services, $200 million. Is that COVID relief? $100 million for a Bay Area Rapid Transit. Who's getting that money, Miss Pelosi? Yeah, we don't want you to know that.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, $100 million for that one. And here's the other one that was a great one. It hasn't even come out in the news. There's only been one place I've seen it in any news broadcast. If you are a person of color and you own a farm and you've taken out a pandemic relief loan, you're going to get 120% write-off for that, or 120% rebate. So you take a $1,000 loan, you're going to get $1,200. A government handout. And it's only for people of color. Can somebody help me understand this? I'm a simple guy. But you look at some of these things and you say, what are we doing? What is the purpose of this? Why do we continue doing these things when we know, number one, it's not needed? We had a good jobs report came out on Friday. And had Calizuela and New York been open, that number would have been significantly better, right? We were double what was anticipated. And that's with Calizuela, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, still on the forever lockdown. Forever lockdown. Why do I say forever lockdown? Well, what many of us have known right along, they're now saying in public. They don't like saying these things in public. They don't want you to know this. But I'm going to share it with you anyway. The CDC is now saying that if you're that's CDC's words, right? So they're already out there telling people what we've already known right along, right? I mean, that's not a real surprise. And if you're a grandparent who is fully vaccinated, according again to the CDC, right? Health officials, the same ones that said, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, you don't need a mask, right? So people who are fully vaccinated can gather with low-risk individuals. Yeah, grandma and grandpa can now get together with their grandkids. Grandma and grandpa have been vaccinated. They can get together with their grandkids, and they don't have to worry. Does that surprise anybody? Well, I know that they don't want to talk about this, right? So now what is going to be the excuse for keeping kids out of school, right? Because teachers have the right to get vaccinated. They're on the list to get vaccinated. Underprivileged are on the list to get vaccinated. If you are a Anglo-Saxon white male or white individual, no, you might not be on the list yet. But if you've got a special class, yes, racism is in full force. If you are designated as a special class, protected class, you get to get vaccinated ahead of anybody else. And people wonder why they don't trust, or we don't trust, what the government does, what the government says. Unbelievable. So there is now also a former police officer. Love this one. It's a Protect Our Police Pack. Talk about that one. Try and say that one quickly. And I've shared with you my opinion, just one person's opinion. The number one enemy to America, George Soros. Right? So my opinion is this is a great deal because a police officer started this pack, and the whole focus is to get rid of the prosecutors that have been funded and supported by George Soros and his many, many entities. Yes, that would be like the prosecutor, the district attorney of Los Angeles. He says, you know something, everything goes. Or in New York, no bail. Chicago, no bail. Right? George Gascon, whatever the heck his name is. Right? So getting a recall out there for that. Speaking of recalls, did you see this one? As of last night, 1.95 million signatures have been collected in the recall effort against Gavin Newsom. Yeah, 1.95. Now, they need 1.5 million. In a presidential election, you don't have to verify anything. But for a recall election of this governor, yes, you do have to get that verified. So they're working on the verification here. Unbelievable. But you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons to sell your house this spring, how to make the most of the pause on student loan payments. What is a sales load? How is it calculated? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of the show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly care about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number, at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Geneva Financial, they've got the home loan that is right for you. Not every loan is right. Not every loan is right for you. But Geneva's got the programs. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Or you can text My Home Mortgage to 79564. My Home Mortgage to 79564. Take a look at what the markets are doing. The Dow now up 507 points. NASDAQ down 102 points. If we look at the S&P 500, down or up 17. The 10-year Treasury up 5 basis points. Is 1.605 is the yield on that. And yes, of course, we are watching the all-important mortgage-backed securities. That one is down 8 basis points. What does that mean to you? Down 8 basis points. That's going to tell you very simply that, interest rates should be going up from that just a little bit. It's not going to be a whole lot, but it is going to be telling you that interest rates are going up a little bit from that number. Remember, anytime you look and you see that the bond, it goes whatever direction the bond moves in, interest rates move in the exact opposite direction. It's mathematical, so it's not like we hope they move that way. It's just that we know for certain that they're going to move that way. That's the way it works. That is giving you all that information. Now, here's the part that's important to you. Everything I just told you as far as numbers and whatnot, that's all public information right there on the super secret website, yes, google.com. But this part that you don't get from google.com, is why is it happening? Well, we've got our friend David Tepper, founder of Appaloosa Management. Comments have been known to move markets, said it's very difficult to be bearish on stocks right now, and thinks the sell-off in treasuries has driven rates higher is likely over. That means when the treasuries come back down, hopefully the yield on the treasuries come back down, bond going up, that the mortgage-backed securities will do the same thing. According to Tepper, basically he thinks that rates have temporarily made the most of the move and should be more stable in the next few months, which makes it safer to be in stocks for now. That was comments that he made on CNBC. He also mentioned that the stimulus package will help stocks, which was passed by the Senate. That's a $1.9 trillion. They call it stimulus, but it's just a giveaway program, paving the way for extensions to unemployment benefits. Yes, we want people to have benefits for unemployment.
but we don't want to give them an incentive to stay on unemployment. That's not the idea. Another round of stimulus checks and aid to state and local governments. The bill is expected to pass the House. Yes, it passed the House, went to the Senate. They changed it. Now the House has to go back and see if they'll agree to the changes. President Biden obviously wants to give away as much money, buy as many votes as he can. So he'll sign it. He might not know he's signing it, but they can put anything in front of him and he'll sign it. That's just the way it is. So last several stimulus packages. Let's take a look at what this goes on. So it's supposed to help individuals bridge the gap until herd immunity from this virus. But they were spent on stocks and investments. The 25 to 34-year-olds, 50% of them spent their stimulus on stocks and investments. 18 to 34-year-olds, 40%. The 35 to 54-year-olds, they spent 37% on stocks and investments. Is that what the money was really geared for? So we're borrowing from everybody to put it in the stock market, and then we're going to get upset because the people that are heavily invested in the stock market are making more money. Over 55, 16% of the money goes into the stock market. So this asks the question, is this the best use of money? Just giving it away for people to put it in the stock market. If they understand the market, that might be fine. They might be able to grow their wealth from that. If they don't understand the stock market, probably just a waste of federal money, federal taxpayer money. But hey, you know something? When you got the government and they've got this much money, what's another trillion or $2 trillion in debt? Do we really care about another trillion or $2 trillion of debt? Is that really what matters? Unbelievable. Let's see, from its 323.20 bear market low, the S&P 500 has gained 74.6%, 74.6% in the 240 trading days through Friday, the 5th of March. From its 3.9 of 09 bear market low, the S&P 500 gained 67.4% in the first 240 trading days, 67.4%. In those first 240 trading days of what became nearly an 11-year bull market run that ended February 19th of 2020. The S&P 500 consists of 500 stocks chosen from market size, liquidity, industry group representation, is market value weighted, which will, with each stock's weight in the index proportionate to its market value. So think about that, and a lot of people don't talk about this part of it, but right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 556 points, and two of its components, Apple and Microsoft. Apple's down 3, Microsoft down 1. Those are accounting for huge drops or huge discounts or a reduction in the Dow. Yet the Dow is still up so much. Think about that. What would happen if Apple recovers now? When you get a stimulus check, some people are going to spend that money frivolously, right? So if they spend the money frivolously and they go out and just buy computers and phones and whatnot, well, you know something? Maybe that's going to be good for some of these stocks like Apple, right? So this is the components of that Dow. Amgen, Apple, Boeing, Caterpillar, Chevron, Cisco, Coke, Disney, Dow, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot. These are places where that money is going to go to. Honeywell, maybe not. IBM, maybe not. Intel, Johnson & Johnson, of course. They've got the vaccine. JP Morgan Chase, McDonald's, Merck, Microsoft, Nike, and Procter & Gamble. All right, so Nike may get a boost from that. Apple may get a boost from it. But Apple, look at their stock. It's down right now. Why is it down? Well, consider this. People are diversifying their money. It went up a lot. And Apple does have a way historically. And I'm not giving any kind of advice here or any of those things. I don't give you advice on this. But Apple does tend to go up in the interim during their quarter. And for some reason, it seems to drop. No matter how good their earnings report is, it seems to go down right after their earnings report. So just watch out on those things. It's just the way it is. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. Hey, you can just text My Home Mortgage to 79564. My Home Mortgage to 79564. Find that dream home. Get it financed. Get in the game. There's still that shortage of properties. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Offer number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, no longer on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you, and to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 2170-37. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show. National expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. The digest, it's going to tell you exactly what the market thinks about your property and what the county recorder knows about your property. Very, very simple. It has all those details for you. All you have to do is get a hold of the digest. It's free. Compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Going to give you a monthly email giving you all this data about your home, not the next door neighbor, or not something that's national news like we talk about on Ron Siegel Radio all the time. We talk national news. The digest, it's talking about your house. Five reasons to sell your house this spring if it's in your cards. When selling a house, most homeowners hope for a quick and profitable transaction that puts them in a position to make a great move. If you're waiting for the best time to win as a seller, the market is calling your name this spring. Here are five reasons why this is the perfect time to sell your house if you are ready. Number one, there's high demand from home buyers. Buyer demand is strong right now. Buyers are active in the market. Showing time, which tracks the average number of buyer showings on residential properties, recently announced that buyer showings are up 51.5% compared to this time last year. Daniil Cherkaski, I don't know if you said that right, chief analytics officer at Showing Time notes, quote, as anticipated, demand for real estate remains elevated and continues to be affected by low levels of inventory. On average, each home is getting 50% or more requests this year. Think about that, 50% or more requests this year compared to January of last year. As we head into the busy season, it's likely we'll push into even more extreme territory until the supply starts catching up with demand, unquote. When your house is positioned to get a ton of attention from competitive buyers, you're in the spot, the best spot possible as the seller. Number two, there aren't enough houses for sale. Purchaser demand is so high, the market is running out of available houses for sale. Recently, Realtor.com reported, quote, nationally, the inventory of homes for sale in February decreased by 46.8%. 46.8%. Yeah, that's a massive number. Ow! Yeah. A higher rate of decline compared to the 42.6% drop in January. This amounted to 496,000 fewer homes for sale compared to February of last year. So you have almost 500,000 homes less for sale this year than last year, and last year was way down as well. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, also reveals that while home sales are skyrocketing, the inventory of existing homes for sale is continuing to drop dramatically. Houses are essentially selling as fast as they're hitting the market. In fact, NAR reports that the average house is on the market for only 21 days. It's the imbalance between high buyer demand and a low supply of houses for sale that gives sellers such an advantage. A seller will always negotiate the best deal when demand is high and supply is low. That's exactly what's happening in the real estate market today. You have a lot of leverage in today's market, clearly. Many more people are interested in buying than selling this spring, creating the ultimate seller's market. When this happens, homeowners in a position to sell have the upper hand in negotiations. According to NAR, agents are reporting an average of 3.7 offers per house and an increase in bidding wars. As a seller, this means the ball is in your court. So much so that you can leverage to negotiate, that you're leveraged to negotiate the best possible contract. Demand is there. Now might be the perfect time to sell for most favorable terms. It's a great way to use your home equity. According to the latest data from CoreLogic, it's the third quarter of 2020. The average homeowner gained $17,000 in equity over the past year, and that number continues to grow as home values appreciate. Equity is the type of forced savings that grows during your time as a homeowner and can be put toward bigger goals like buying your next dream home. Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American, notes, quote, as homeowners gain equity in their homes, they are more likely to consider using that equity to purchase a larger or more attractive home. The wealth effect of rising equity. In today's housing market, fast rising demand against the limited supply of homes for sale has resulted in continued house price appreciation, unquote. Number five, it's a chance to find a home that meets your needs. So much has changed over the past year, including what many of us need in a home. Spending extra time where we currently live is enabling many of us to reevaluate home ownership and what we find most important in a home. Whether it's a house that has features suited to work remotely, space for virtual or hybrid schooling, a home gym or theater, or something else, selling this spring gives you a chance to make a move and find the home of your dreams. Bottom line, today's housing market belongs to the sellers. If you're considered making a move but have been waiting for the right market conditions, your way may be over. Let's connect so you'll be positioned to win when you're selling your house this spring. And as you know, I share this with all candidness. I have a real estate license. I do not sell real estate. But I do tell you that there's a lot of folks out there that are good, and there are a lot of folks out there that are not great real estate professionals. And I've seen both. I've worked with both. And I'm more than happy to tell you where I think you should go, where you should, who's best positioned to help you and your family. This is a huge transaction. You're talking about life savings here. Do you want to trust that to somebody just because you might save a penny or two? Well, I know it sounds like a lot of money. Commissions are big, but you're not paying exactly for what you're getting today. When you spend money on a commission for a sale, for a realtor, real estate agent, if you think that you're spending the money on the transaction you're doing, yeah, it's only a little piece of the puzzle. What you're really spending your money on is all the years of experience that that agent has and that they're bringing to your transaction. Right? When you go to a doctor and he's able to solve whatever your problem is in a 5-minute office visit, is that doctor worth, you know, $300 for that 5 minutes? No. You're paying for all of his experience or her experience to get you to that 5 minutes so that doctor can give you the right solution to whatever it is that's going on with you. So you're not paying for that, just that issue. I mean, I hear some of these dumb commercials on TV and on the radio that are talking about cut rate realtors. Well, don't you think maybe you're getting a cut rate service when that happens? Don't you think that's part of the process that you maybe may not be to your benefit to do this? I just throw that at you because if you think that just because you're going to go to your cousin's best friend's neighbor's dog because they might give you back part of their commission, what you're really saying is they're not worth the money. Right? Because when you go to the doctor, do they give you back part of their fee? When you go to the lawyer, do they give you a discount? They might give you a little bit, right? Because of a friend and family discount, but there's cost of operations. And what is their motivation? What is their priority going to be? Right? So if you're going somewhere because it's going to be cheap, and it's somebody that, like me, that has a real estate license that doesn't use them and is not qualified, I lead a lending team. You ask me about lending, I can tell you the ins and outs of lending. But the real estate contract, even though the office where I broadcast from, they teach the basics of the contract. I don't know it. I'll sit in sometimes so I can listen and learn myself. But you've got to have somebody that really knows that. And when the hiccups come, when the speed bumps come in a real estate transaction, that's what you're paying for. Because that agent knows how to navigate those speed bumps. That agent knows how to work on your behalf. I just throw that out there. I don't get paid for any commercials for realtors, but I am telling you that's just the way it is, and you need to think about that. Real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. I always look at these times, especially at this time of year. You've got this stimulus money coming in. You might have a tax refund coming in. Might be some bills that you haven't been paying lately that are there. What are you going to do that with that money? Actively managed funds. What are actively managed funds? How do they work? And active management strategies rely on a single fund manager, a group of fund managers Making decisions about how to invest, for example, say an actively managed fund invests primarily in the tech sector. The fund manager or managers would choose which tech companies to buy or sell inside the fund. They may rely on market analysis and research, financial forecasting, and their own years of experience to make those decisions. The goal of actively managed funds is to deliver performance to investors that beats the market. This may mean outpacing the returns of a specific benchmark, such as the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100. As such, active managers are constantly tracking movements in the market to better navigate periods of volatility while generating the best possible return. Active managed funds versus passively managed funds, there is a difference. Passive investing is the opposite of active. So with this type of strategy, the goal is not to meet the market, but to match it. This is typically achieved by holding investments that track a specific stock market index in terms of how actively managed funds compare to passive managed funds. There are some key differences, including the return potential, the cost, and risk management. So the return potential, the idea is actively managed is ideally going to get you a better return. No guarantees. That because of that, you're going to have a higher cost and more risk. With more risk, you expect greater return. That's the whole focus there. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, yes, we've got that featured home brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. My favorite lender, .net. We're going to also chat a little bit about some thoughts about your student loan payments and how to make the most of the pause. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, no longer on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and BCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Where's that featured home? Who has the featured home for today? Let's see if we can find a good one. It looks like it's coming to us from our friend Mike Kelly's got the property. This looks like an interesting property. I haven't looked at it. I haven't seen the property. I just look at some of the characteristics. Let's see what we can see about this one. 7952 East Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo Avenue, Anaheim Hills. Yeah, I like Monte Cristos myself, but obviously I've beaten anorexia, so it's a little different. But 7952 East Monte Carlo Avenue, beautiful one-bedroom, one-bath condo located in the desirable Monaco community. All living spaces are located on the second and third floor. On level two, you have the kitchen and family room, which opens to a spacious patio with plenty of room for a barbecue and entertaining. The next level contains the bedroom, which overlooks the living area below, giving the home an open feeling. The two-car garage is a tandem set with direct access into the home. The washer and dryer hookups are located in the garage. Interesting. All this, $399,900. That's our friend Mike Kelly has that. Let's look at some financing options. Let's look at 30 years, 10% down. We're looking at $1,566 a month, roughly. 30 years, 20% down, $1,392 principal and interest, both of those. And if we look at 25% down, $1,224 a month, roughly. And I say roughly because you never know exactly. I mean, there's going to be interest rates are always geared based on your unique situation. So they're never exactly what we say, you know, what the generic number, I should say, is. But they're going to be roughly that number. And let me make sure, because I got to keep certain people happy. I want to get you our scorecard here. We always got to have a scorecard, right? What's the scorecard on this one? Let me get it up on the screen so that we can make sure we have that for you. Let's see. Well, it's an interesting problem right here. Let me look at this. I'm going to get this back to you in just 1 second. But I do want to let you know that scorecard, APR 3.499, APR 3.337, and an APR of 2.998, NMLS 217037. Why do I always give you that scorecard? Well, it's really simple. We got to keep the compliance people happy. And if I don't give you that scorecard, those guys and gals, they get upset with me and I don't want to have any problems. So we always give you that scorecard to make sure that you've got that. You've got the compliance numbers. You've got the APRs. What is an APR? 9 out of 10 people are not going to be able to tell you the APR, because even the so-called concept from the government is not really going to be completely forthcoming, because the APR is based on the loan amount less the costs and interim interest. That's the key right there. So when you're talking about interim interest,
That part is telling you, that part, the part of interim interest is the fascinating part, because that can vary, right? If interim interest, when you quote that, now at the end of the process, it's going to be the same. But are you rate shopping at the end of the process? So if I quote an interim interest, or if I quote a closing date of the first of the month, well, then maybe there's not much interim interest. If somebody else quotes the end of the month, then maybe there's more interim interest, or vice versa, right? So if you're not looking at the exact same quote closing date, you're going to be getting different results. So just be aware, APR, be careful with that. Look at the numbers yourself. You don't need somebody to figure it out for you. Look at the costs, look at the interest rate, and look at the payments. So that property that I was just telling you about from our friend Mike Kelly, you could do that with a 3.5% down payment, an 1629 principal and interest payment, 1629. Again, scorecard, that'd be a 3.95 APR, NMLS 217037. Got to say that just to keep them happy. Again, that is the featured home. Again, it's brought to you by our friend Mike Kelly. If you want more information about this or any home, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll be happy to put you in touch with Mike. Or he's got a great team over there. So Mike Kelly and his team, they do a lot of good stuff for folks. And he's got this featured home today at 7952 East Monte Carlo Avenue. That is, again, the featured home segment brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. So I did want to give you a little bit of information today because, you know, while this pandemic has been going on, there's been all kinds of problems out there. The world's seen a lot of changes. But one of the things that I think many people have taken or have done, if you've got student loan debt, the government has put a pause on that student loan debt payment. So what do you do with that money? Student loan payments are paused for most federal student loans until September 30th, 2021, thanks to an executive order signed by President Biden. In addition to suspended payments, interest rates are temporarily at 0%, and your account is considered to be in good standing. For many consumers, halting student loan payments eases the financial pinch of the COVID-19 pandemic, making it easier to afford the other bills and expenses. If the student loan forbearance has left you with some extra flexibility in your budget, there are a few ways you can make the most of it. Catch up on past due bills. You can divert your student loan payments to other bills you were past due on, especially utilities or rent. Even if there's a moratorium on service disconnection or evictions in your state, getting caught up now makes it easier to remain in good standing once the moratorium ends. Fuel your savings. If you've had to dip into your savings emergency fund during the pandemic, you're not alone. Rebuilding your savings will ensure you have a cushion to fall back on just in case you run into financial hurdles in the future. While having up to 6 months of living expenses saved up is ideal, even a small emergency fund of $1,000 can provide some much-needed support. Pay down higher interest rate debt. This could be a good time to get more aggressive with paying down your credit card debt, but only if you can afford to and if you already have an emergency fund in place. Paying off your credit card debt can save you thousands of dollars in interest and get you closer to being completely debt-free. Plus, paying down high credit card balances lowers your credit utilization and could boost your FICO score. Keep making student loan payments if you can afford to. Forbearance is automatic for federal student loans, which means your payments are paused, but nothing is canceled. While the Biden administration has discussed the possibility of student loan forgiveness, we don't know whether or when it will happen or how much student loan balance will be forgiven if a bill is passed. In the meantime, you could continue making student loan payments to knock out some of your balance during this interest-free period. If you're not quite sure whether you'll need the money, you can stash your would-be payments in savings and then make a lump sum payment once you're more certain about your future income. That is my recommendation. I would say stash the money, but put it into a savings account or into CDs or something like that that mature in September. And that way, if they forgive it, you've still got the money there. If they don't forgive it, you make a big payment. because we don't know what they're going to do, right? I mean, who knows? But and I think that my personal opinion is I think they're going to forgive it because they keep wanting to give away money for everything and every reason. I would love to see them just put the interest at zero and have people pay it back. That way the money, the obligation is taken care of, but people are helped out as well. Just my opinion. And I, as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Tides that I tried to swim against.